Mivtza Tefillin, the Tefillin Campaign, Part 1. In this first lesson, we will discuss and explore the famous Tefillin Campaign that the Rebbe began throughout his years of leadership, which became the driving force for the Chabad Lubavitch Tefillin Outreach Program, which endeavors to lay tefillin on every single male Jew during weekdays. When did this campaign begin? For what reason? How did the Rebbe express himself regarding this campaign? What are its benefits, and is it relevant to women? Likewise, in this section, we will discuss the initial opposition that the campaign took with it, the reasons for the opposition, and the Rebbe's responses to them. In Mirz Hashem, in a future lesson, we will go into important laws to remember and practice while on Mivtzayim that are not always common day-to-day by the regular davener and tefillin layer, but may become relevant when you're dealing with putting on tefillin on a mass group of people throughout the year. And hence this second segment, which will feature in the second lesson, will assist in accomplishing this campaign of the Rebbe, that it be done properly according to Jewish law, which of course is its initial intent. So already prior to the Rebbe's leadership, in the year 1950, the Rebbe already made mention of the concept of outreach towards other fellow Jews, and mentioned specifically the putting on of tefillin onto other Yidden. The reason stated in that talk for why one should endeavor to put tefillin on another Jew is aside for the idea of that every Jew is a guarantor for his brother, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, is because this will help make society a more livable and civilized place, as putting on tefillin affects the behavior of a Jew and can prevent him from entering into criminal activities such as stealing and the like. The Rebbe stated that one should not excuse himself from influencing another Jew from putting on tefillin by saying, "I am not God's policeman," as in truth, this matter is relevant to society and is included within the mitzvahs of bin adam lechaveres, to straighten him out, so we have morals and ethics and fear of heaven and not do things against society. Seemingly, however, this talk never created the campaign that was later to be inaugurated in the year 1967. In the year 1967, a few days prior to the start of the Six-Day War, on Shabbos Parshas Bamidbar, the Rebbe spoke a lengthy talk regarding the subject of putting on tefillin and its special effect on the enemy. This became the first of many subsequent talks, public talks, and private addresses and letters throughout the years to the Tefillin Campaign. Let's now discuss the reason the Rebbe mentioned of its importance and some highlighted statements that the Rebbe mentioned regarding it. So there's the Pasuk in Parshas Kisavei, chapter 28, verse 10, which states, "Ure'u kol amei ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra alecha ve'yiru mimcha," and let all the nations of the world, people of the world, see that the name of Hashem is written on you and they will fear you. What does this mean? When do we have the name of Hashem written on us? So the sages state, as recorded by Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol in Menachos 35b and Bracha 6a, that this statement refers to the head tefillin, as the tefillin shel Reish contains two letters of the three-letter name of Shakai. It has the Shin, and it also has the Dalet. So when we wear tefillin, which has the name of God, this causes fear to be emplaced upon our enemies. Although the campaign began prior to the Six-Day War, the Rebbe continued to implore for the continuity of the campaign even after the war was over, for this same purpose, to enter fear interpretation into the enemy so they are too afraid to attack. Likewise, in this light, the Rebbe personally wrote dozens of letters to private individuals and security organizations, especially commanders of the Israeli army, to be careful to put on tefillin every weekday as a defense against the enemy through entering fear into them. One can find dozens of such letters printed in the volumes of Igros Kodesh, starting from volume 24 through 29. In short, the Rebbe viewed the wearing of tefillin and the tefillin campaign as the most important frontline defense against the enemy. To one individual, the Rebbe wrote that, "Certainly you are aware that I am fully engrossed, ich kachzich, in mivtza tefillin." To General Ariel Sharon, the Rebbe wrote, "I strongly hope that you are careful to put on tefillin every single weekday, as in your case, this is not just a personal private mitzvah that you are fulfilling, and is rather something that is for the benefit of the public. While I am fully aware of all your preoccupation with military and security matters, Nonetheless, on the contrary, this itself is an even greater reason for why you should be careful in fulfilling this mitzvah of both the hand and head tefillin, end quote. This letter is printed in volume 26 of Eruv Kodesh. The Rebbe stated that when those who put on tefillin do so for the merit of the soldiers, and this assists in granting them a long life, and also to instill fear of the soldiers upon the enemy. Hence, even one who puts on tefillin every day can be part of mitzvah tefillin, not just by helping others put on tefillin, by him having in mind as well this idea of the Talmud to enter fear into the enemy. In a letter published to the girls of Beis Rivka, the Rebbe stated that even though women are exempt from the mitzvah of tefillin, nonetheless, they are encouraged and even obligated to take part in the campaign through influencing men to put it on. Now, as the saying goes, no good deed shall go unpunished. As you can imagine, the Rebbe's campaign initiated a lot of opposition from various camps due to different reasons, including on halachic or Torah grounds. One of the first attacks on the campaign was that it's forbidden for one to perform a mitzvah for the sake of a segula, and you have to do it solely because it's the mitzvah of Hashem. The Rebbe addressed this taina, this claim, both in letters and in public talks, as printed in the Kutei Sichas, volume 19, that it's clear from the Talmud and Paiskim that it's permitted for one to perform a mitzvah with an ulterior motive in addition to the main intent of doing so for the sake of serving God. And it's only when he views the mitzvah as a segula purpose and not as a mitzvah of God that it's considered heretical to do so. We find this concept similar regarding the giving of tzedakah, the putting of a mezuzah, that the Paiskim write also ulterior intents aside for the main intent of doing the will of God. Some address the Rebbe the question of how you can put tefillin on people in the street if they can see immodest women. The Rebbe answered this claim by saying that the halacha only applies at the exact time that the immodesty is being seen and when there's no guarantee of what the individual wearing the tefillin is looking at or thinking about for those mere moments that he's doing the mitzvah. Another, what many would call strange claim against the mitzvah tefillin, the tefillin campaign, was the fact that the people wearing the tefillin, many don't know that what's inside of them, that they contain parshiyos. And this Rav, who wrote to the Rebbe, claimed that if they don't know what's inside, then they don't fulfill the mitzvah. The Rebbe counterclaimed this, bringing many, many proofs that this is not the case. And even one who's completely unaware of what's contained within the batim still fulfills the mitzvah of tefillin. Another claim that was brought was regarding how can you put tefillin onto Rishayim? Isn't that defiling the tefillin? Here too, the Rebbe bought proofs from the Rishayim, the Smag, and others to show that in fact, not only are you allowed to put on tefillin onto Rishayim, but Hashem made the mitzvah tefillin mainly for Rishayim so they too can be attached to him and have shibud hamayach vehalev. The Rebbe dedicated entire talks to address these claims, prefacing that although it is out of character for him to do so and enter into arguments, he felt that if he doesn't do so, it could weaken the mitzvah. All in all, with time, this mitzvah has been adapted by other sects of Jewry and receives the blessings of all daily Yisrael, despite the initial questioning. And it's one of the most successful Chabad outreach campaigns that exist. All the more so must we be careful in fulfilling this campaign and helping others putting on tefillin, especially during times of war in Israel, in order to help the Jewish army, the IDF, be successful in destroying the enemy, putting everlasting fear into them.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.